It's What's New from WBAA Classical. I'm John Clare. Broadway is a main thoroughfare in New York City and refers to the theater district along Midtown Manhattan. Broadway is a popular tourist attraction, and according to the Broadway League, over 13 million people saw a show bringing in $1.4 billion to the New York City economy in the 2016-17 season alone.
On the avenue, I'm taking you to 42nd Street.
We'll hear some theater favorites and new releases and talk with star Rebecca Falconberry from Groundhog Day the Musical on today's What's New. Coming up, hits from Dreamgirls, Hello Dolly, and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But first, we'll hear music by George Gershwin. Three songs from Girl Crazy, from the historically informed Nonesuch recording by John Malcherry and soloists on What's New.
Dozens of girls would storm up. I had to lock my door.
Marriage not, but there's no not for me.
George Gershwin's Girl Crazy on What's New. We heard a 1990 Nonesuch recording featuring conductor John Malcherry. In September 2017, soprano Barbara Hannigan released her first recording, both conducting and singing, that includes this suite from George Gershwin's Girl Crazy. This is Hannigan with the Ludwig Orchestra on What's New. What's New with a September 2017 Alpha Classics release, Crazy Girl Crazy, featuring Barbara Hannigan as conductor and singer. That's a suite from George Gershwin's Girl Crazy, arranged by Hannigan and Bill Elliott. You can find out more on facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa, including playlists and podcasts. The world is celebrating Leonard Bernstein, and 2018 marks the 100th anniversary of his birth. We'll focus on Bernstein's Candide, based on Voltaire's satire. The composer conducts these selections on What's New. Selections from Candide including Make Our Garden Grow, Glitter and Be Gay, I Am Easily Assimilated, and the overture on What's New. We heard soloists with the composer, Leonard Bernstein, conducting. You can find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa. We'll turn here to Bernstein's score for On the Town. The composer leads the New York Philharmonic in three dance episodes on What's New. The 1944 musical On the Town by Leonard Bernstein on What's New. The composer conducted the New York Philharmonic in three dance episodes. When we return, a conversation with Broadway singer Rebecca Falconberry on What's New. It's What's New. I'm your host, John Clare. Coming up, we'll hear Candyman and One Night Only from original cast albums. But first, let's hear the opening of Act 2 of Groundhog Day the musical. Rebecca Falconberry sings Playing Nancy from the original Broadway cast recording on What's New.
Well, here I am again, the pretty but naive one, the perky-breasted, giggly one-night stand. Is it my destiny? Something more than Nancy.
Tim mentions Playing Nancy, sung by Rebecca Falconberry on What's New. It's a 2017 release of Groundhog Day the musical from the original Broadway cast on Sony Broadway Records. I spoke with Rebecca Falconberry about originating the role of Nancy for this Broadway show.
Yeah, this is my first original part, which was a huge bucket list item for me. So, I mean, with that comes, you know, doing the tech and the preview process, being in the rehearsal room as they discover things and change parts about the show, and then opening the show and the reviews and the Tonys and the original soundtrack and all those very cool things that come at the beginning of a musical's process on Broadway.
And I imagine there are a lot of moving parts for that besides just, you know, having to sing that the choreography, putting it down into a recording after opening. Is that been a fun journey?
Yeah, it's been really fun. This has been by far the longest rehearsal process I've had, in the sense that a lot of times on a lot of musicals I've done, you sort of have Act 1 up on its feet within a week and a half or so, the same with Act 2. So you're kind of finished the staging of it within 3 weeks or so, and then you're just tweaking and refining things for the rest of the rehearsal process. We had an 8-week rehearsal process in the studio, and we were learning the show up until about 2 days before we left the rehearsal studio. So, yeah, that was about 7+ weeks of just learning the show, which tells you how intricate this show is and how many moving parts, as you say, there are.
You've talked about sort of being won over by the music, that we all sort of know the movie, but what really convinced you was being able to hear the score and the music.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Minchin is pretty genius. He's our composer lyricist. And firstly, I think his style works perfectly with Danny Rubin, our writer's style. They have that same kind of dry, dark, yet incredibly honest humor and expressions through their words. And Tim has only enhanced this story with his music. And it's tricky music. You have to, it's that kind where you really have to listen to it. It's not got that easy melody that just repeats itself over and over again, or one lyric that repeats again and again. It's real storytelling. So it's high-class music, yet with a dark, dirty humor to it.
You get to sort of open the second act, and I was curious about the energy. And is there pressure to sort of be, after everyone's had their drink or, you know, had the smoke at intermission, to come back and there's an entr'acte and then boom, it's you?
Yeah. I mean, I think you'll find when you see the show that Act 1 has a certain energy and vibe, if you will, to it. And then Act 2 really shifts and sort of goes in a different direction. And I think it really relies on that Playing Nancy song and the song, I think, to sort of pivot the direction the story is going into. And it gives a good introduction to where Phil is going to go next. Because I know it is a surprise to the audience and they're not expecting it, it does feel a little pressure to kind of get them in the moment with me. But they seem to, and I think that's just because the song is so good that it certainly makes you stand up and take attention, whether you understand why it's there or it leaves you questioning, or for a good majority of people, especially that I speak to at stage door, that really get that moment and why it's there. And it is to shift the story and to show Phil's journey, that he's kind of beginning to see the people in the town not for these stock characters that they're initially presented as, but as real human beings with thoughts and feelings. And that kind of, I think, really starts with that Playing Nancy song, getting to see that. Well, I think it certainly hints at it through One Day, when you sort of get different ideas and pieces from all the characters in the town, but then certainly with Playing Nancy at the top of Act 2.
Rebecca Falconberry is my guest, who plays Nancy Taylor in Groundhog Day, the musical. I know you guys had a special guest who, funny enough, returned twice, that Bill Murray came by.
How amazing is that?
That is so incredible. How is it to meet him and have him see the musical?
It was incredible. He really feels like our patron saint, Bill Murray, who kind of like has now blessed our show. And because when you're doing such an iconic film that was led by such an iconic actor and the character of Phil Connors, you kind of have that trepidation of, oh, will he like it? And as well for the fans of the movie, will they like it? Will it live up to their expectations? And you want to really do it justice for them as well as putting your individual stamp on it. So for him to come and really be moved by the show and love it as much as he did, and I mean, he did the movie, so he knows the story, but to really have someone who understands all that nuance, that we're telling something that's really funny on the surface, but then also you can't help but be moved by it, and there's a much bigger story to living the same day over and over again until you begin to really see the people around you and become more selfless person. And yeah, it's just, he got all of that immediately and was really moved by what we were doing with it. And the hope is that someone comes and they get everything you're trying to do, and he did. So it was really amazing. And for him to come back, that was just funny. And also supportive at the same time. And he wore the same outfit as well, which made it even better.
Oh, man.
I like that commitment to a joke.
Well, Rebecca, we are looking forward to Groundhog Day and so much more, and appreciate you talking to us today.
Of course. Very nice to talk to you.
Soprano Rebecca Falconberry from Groundhog Day, the musical. Let's hear a few more selections. Nobody Cares and Philanthropy on What's New.
I wake up hungover. I go to bed smashed like an alcoholic hamster on one of them little wheelie things. Every evening the same, every morning the pain.
What's New with two songs from the Broadway musical Groundhog Day. We heard the original cast sing Philanthropy, and before that, Nobody Cares. You can find out more on Facebook.com/What's New WBAA. January 2018 marks the final appearance on Broadway for Bette Midler in Jerry Herman's Hello, Dolly. The new cast recording features the singer along with David Hyde Pierce. This is the overture, It Takes a Woman, and Hello, Dolly on What's New. Selections from Hello, Dolly by Jerry Herman on What's New. We heard Bette Midler and David Hyde Pierce from the new Broadway cast recording. I'm your host, John Clare, and you can find out more on Facebook.com/What's New WBAA, including playlists and podcasts. It's What's New, and we're featuring some cast albums from musicals on this episode. Up next is a few favorites from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The 2017 original Broadway cast recording has The Candyman, Pure Imagination, and the Oompa Loompa song on What's New.
Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with
please tea. Don't hold a grudge, 'cause as a boy he was so,
but he'll make, take, see, fudge.
How goose does
do what he do.
What's New with songs you might recognize from the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We heard three songs from the original Broadway cast for the musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Find out more at Facebook.com/What's New WBAA. Our final musical for this show is Dreamgirls by Henry Krieger. Three great selections here from the original London cast recording on What's New. The songs Dream Girls, and I Am Telling You I'm Not Going, and One Night Only on What's New. That musical, Dream Girls, by Henry Krieger, was recorded with the original London cast and released in 2017. Learn more about this show on facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa.
In the heart of little old New York, you'll find a thoroughfare. It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. A crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I want to take you there.
What's New is a production of WBAA, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard, the executive producers Greg Estraba, and I'm your host and creator, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.
Come and meet those dancing feet. On the avenue I'm taking you to 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song.